Science and Technology.
Medicine. Gender differences. Research suggests that women doctors are better for patients.
Many factors can influence whether a patient lives or dies. The quality of the drugs they receive, for example, the rigor with which their symptoms are monitored, or, more surprisingly, the gender of the attending physician. In data from a host of different countries, patients seen by female doctors seem to do better than those seen by male ones. Why, though, remains mysterious. One of the first studies to examine the issue was published in 2017 in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine by Yusuke Sugawa of Harvard Medical School and colleagues based in Boston. The authors analyzed the medical records of around 1.5 million older adults who had been hospitalized in America between 2011 and 2014. They found that patients whose primary treatment had been performed by a female doctor were roughly 4% less likely to die and 4% less likely to be readmitted to hospital in the following 30 days than those whose primary doctor was a man. The beneficial effect on mortality is comparable to that of being hospitalized in 2013 rather than 2003, with all the accompanying improvements in treatments and technology. Later, in 2017, another study published in BMJ by a separate group of Canadian and American researchers searched for similar trends following surgery. They examined the outcomes of 100,000 patients who had operations in Ontario between 2007 and 2015, and found that those with female surgeons were, again, around 4% less likely to die, be readmitted, or have complications in the 30 days after surgery. Since then, other studies have made similar claims. In the past 12 months alone, two examinations of roughly 1 million surgery patients in Ontario, another of 2.7 million gastroenterology patients in the province, and one of 770,000 older Americans with medical conditions have all found that patients do better, according to various measures, after being treated by female doctors or surgeons, or by teams of anaesthetists and surgeons that have more women. One drawback with the studies is that they are all retrospective, looking back at naturally occurring data rather than randomized controlled experiments. This could conceal any underlying factors which might be really driving the effect, says Gavin Stewart, an expert in evidence synthesis at Newcastle University. It could be, for example, that female doctors tend to be assigned healthier patients than their male colleagues. In an experiment where patients were randomly assigned doctors, any such links would be broken. To control for such effects, most studies try to account for the impact of different hospitals and procedures in their analysis, with some comparing across groups of patients who are matched for age, sex, and illness severity, as well as groups of surgeons matched by age and surgical experience. However the data are sliced, female doctors seem to do better. Researchers say the next step is to work out why. I don't think it's the presence or absence of a Y chromosome, says Dr. Christopher Wallace, the lead author on several of the Canadian papers. I think it's a series of behaviours that are linked with gender. Past research has found that female doctors tend to spend more time with patients, are more likely to provide preventative care, and tend to stick more closely to clinical guidelines than their male colleagues do. This could minimize the risk of preventable deaths. The benefits of having a female physician appear to be greatest for female patients. One of the papers published by the Boston researchers in April this year found that although older patients of either gender were less likely to die after treatment by a female doctor, the effect was far larger for female patients, 3%, than it was for male ones, around 0.8%. A study of heart attack patients in Florida from 2018 found the same general trend, as did an analysis of surgery patients by the Canadian researchers in 2021. In the latter study, women operated on by female surgeons were 25% less likely to die than those treated by male ones. For male patients, the benefit was 13%. Part of the explanation may be that female physicians understand the needs of female patients better than their male peers. Female patients report better communication and stronger rapport with female doctors, for example. Whatever the gender of their physician, though, female patients seem to respond better to medical care than male patients do. This is another divide in need of unpicking. Understanding why such differences in care arise will help all doctors improve their practice. For all the good that snazzy medical equipment and new drugs can do, a physician's judgment seems to be as important as ever.